Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Welcome to Overnight America with Ryan Recker on KMOX. Sponsored by Michaels Flooring, the flooring experts. MichaelsFlooringOutlet.com.
And welcome back to Overnight America. Yes, tonight's the night. We're 1 hour away from the debut of the Jim White radio documentary. I'm so excited to bring it to you. And I got to thank producer Mike, who I sent a note to earlier saying, oh, this will be fun tonight to air this. And he put doubt in my mind. And he said, oh, aren't you nervous? Aren't you pacing? Oh, boy, what if something goes wrong? And I thought, oh, man, what if something goes wrong? So I decided to listen back to the special. And I caught something that I didn't catch the first time. So I was able to make a game time revision. And now it's flawless. I dare you to find a flaw. Dare you to find one. You're not going to be able to. No, I think you're just going to like it. And Jim White, the big bumper, really dominated airwaves in St. Louis. It lasted beyond his tenure at night, because when he came to KMOX, it was not just a nighttime show. He was a news guy, and he was co-hosting and doing different things. He was with Ann Keefe for a little while. He's someone that really enjoyed Bob Hardy, who helped him get the job here at KMOX. And really, if it wasn't for that, sometimes it's just luck, you know. And how many times have you found good fortune in your career or whatever it may be? Just comes down to flat out luck. Happened to me that way, flat out luck, many times in my career. Same thing to Jim White. And it's something that when we go back and look at the greats, the legends of KMOX, Jim White is included. If you were to talk about the legends, of course, Jack Buck, Jim White, Jack Carney, Robert Hyland, Bob Hardy, and Keefe all come to mind. I think about the names, Bill Wilkerson, too. There's so many big, legendary names that really made KMOX the station that was legendary, the station that is revered as one of the greatest stations of all time in radio history. So I want to talk some Jim White. In about 25 minutes from now, after we do the weather, we'll do that. And also, I'm going to talk more about the special, maybe give you some opportunities. If you want to call in and talk about Jim White ahead of the special, we'll do that at 9:30. So hold your calls. In about 10 minutes from now, C. Samuel Rail's going to join us. He's a trial lawyer and a consumer advocate attorney. And he wants to talk about how credit companies may be breaking the law in ruining your credits. This is kind of interesting. Your protections in the way that really anything runs online anymore. How many times have you heard of someone getting in trouble because their identity was stolen or the credit report was inaccurate, and it's just an absolute nightmare to try to correct those things? C. Samuel Rail, lawyer, will talk about it coming up in about 10 minutes from now. And I want to thank Sue, if she's listening right now. Is there a chance that Sue may be listening to the show? I'm guessing she will. So here's the thing I wanted to mention real quick, and I want to thank Sue if she is listening. So if you remember a couple of weeks ago, we did a segment about frozen pizza. and people called in their favorite frozen pizza. So I get an email out of nowhere today from a frozen pizza brand who said, hey, one of your listeners contacted us and said, they were talking about you. This is a great show. You should give them a try. So the company reached out. It's Bernatello's Foods. They make a bunch of types of like frozen pizzas, including one that was pretty popular with our callers, lots of matzo pizza. And they said, oh yeah, your listener Sue messaged us. We want to send you a coupon to go try one of our pizzas. So I'm like, oh, cool. Thanks, Sue. So now I mentioned to the person that messaged me, I said, hey, if you really want to dominate the St. Louis market, you come on Overnight America, sponsor this show. People will absolutely react to having you as a sponsor of the show. So who knows, maybe one day in the future we'll have my ultimate goal in life, which is a frozen pizza sponsor. Oh, would that be great? So I just wanted to mention that. I thought that was awesome, awesome, awesome. And talking about pizza, there's the story at KMOX.com. Cubs fans can't handle Dexter Fowler saying the best pizza on earth is in St. Louis. I love this. I love this so much, starting things up. So you can find the story right now. It says, rivalry between the Cardinals and Cubs couldn't get any more heated. Dexter Fowler turned it up. Tweet today said, let's see, the Cardinals and former Cubs outfielder is going viral among baseball fans and foodies in both cities. He said, St. Louis has the best pizza on earth. Oh, I love this so much. What a great opportunity to try to give a hard time to Chicago. I got to say, just personally speaking, having both St. Louis pizza and having both Chicago pizza, you got to pick your battles. It's hard to fight a good Chicago pizza, honestly. I know Dexter Fowler, he may be doing this, and to me, I can sit back, smile, and just watch the Chicago people's heads explode. But keep in mind, in Chicago, what they don't put ketchup on hot dogs. They think that's sacrilegious, so their taste in food's a little off from the beginning. But man, you can't beat a good Chicago deep dish. Honestly, that is some of the best pizza in the world. So I don't know if I would trade the two if I had to pick one and I could only eat one exclusively for the rest of my life. But it just in general, I like it. I like that there's someone out there that's giving them a hard time. And I'm just glad it aggravates some people on even some small level. All right, C. Samuel Rail is going to join us. Like I mentioned before, we're going to talk about credit companies and your credit being ruined. And hey, is that even illegal? Are there certain practices you need to watch out for? This will be a good conversation. And then we'll talk some Jim White after 9:30. I hope you can call in some more of your Jim White stories on Overnight America, KMOX.
Listening to KMOX has never been easier.
Siri, play KMOX.
And Overnight America continues. Very excited. I wanted to bring up our guest, and I'm looking forward to having this conversation because I try to pay attention to what goes on, consumer protections, and in a world where technology has just gone crazy, it seems like a lot of our protections are out the window. It also seems like a lot of our common sense goes out the window. We are constantly under a barrage of threats, and hey, you got to protect yourself. So this is why we have conversations like this. And joining us is a trial lawyer, also a consumer advocate attorney, C. Samuel Rail. Thank you so much for coming on to KMOX.
Well, thank you. I'm so glad to be on radio because if I weren't, I wouldn't be able to get a haircut for the next 2 months and you'd see me. So this is perfect.
Well, you know, it's like when you look at the newscasters and when they go and they do their newscasts on television, normally they're not wearing anything underneath, like their suit and tie. Like normally it's like shorts and flip-flops underneath the desk because you don't see it on camera. Luckily on radio, you don't have to worry about the haircut. You don't have to worry about dressing up or anything like that. All you got to do is sound smart. And I think that we'll try to do that for the next 15 minutes or so.
You promised me you're not naked, right?
Well, I can't promise anything, but I think I might. But the nice thing is I'm not actually in studio right now like a lot of other broadcasters who are still remotely doing their shows. I do not actually get to look at my producer every night. So there's no guarantees what's going on inside the studio while he's there alone, ever.
Okay.
Well, I wanted to talk to you about this, and yeah, it's a crazy time. Every time we turn around, it looks like there's some security breach here, security breach there. Someone's credit has been compromised here, things in there. It seems like there's so many different things working against you. It's so hard to keep up with these things. And I've always loved the old John Stossel approach to things. He's always been like a consumer advocate. You know, watch out for these sort of things. That sounds like it's up your alley. And I wanted to talk to you about credit card companies and the thing that credit card companies are doing lately seem to be a little questionable, and that's what you're calling in about today.
Well, not just the credit card companies, but the I go after I'm a lawyer for God knows since 1974. I'm here in Atlanta, but I go nationwide and I go after these folks on the credit bureaus, because the credit bureaus in particular are just really terrible. And they're the ones really who they're just so mighty, but they just don't deal with their with the rights like they should, that the law gives them the requirements to that they have to do. They don't do it.
Yeah. So let's talk about some of those laws, because people often find themselves in trouble. Sometimes they have to give a call. It's an incredible headache to try to deal with any of this stuff. They always make it difficult for you to deal with any of these companies. So let's talk about that. When it comes to credit monitoring, or at least credit reporting, some people have found things have been inaccurate and it's a complete headache to get it off. Some things that are from years ago that should be completely scrubbed from the record, people don't do that. And what's even worse, sometimes these companies try to extort money out of you, or they try to bring up something and they'll say, oh, no, they changed the laws and you owe us money. Creditors try to take advantage of this for people not understanding the law. So it's very important for you to understand what your consumer rights are when it comes to working with agencies like this.
Well, you sure are. But, you know, the funny thing about it is that actually, if it comes to consumer rights, it's unbelievable. You have tremendous numbers of rights. Congress might have, you know, they might have paid them off, but both Republicans and Democrats, there are so many people who, this is the number one issue that people complain about, that they've made it easy. You can get a report. As a matter of fact, I don't even know if you know, but right now you can get a free weekly credit report till April of 2021.
Really?
Just by going to the annualcreditreport.com. That's because of the COVID. That's another thing Congress did. You can always make a dispute, and after you make that dispute, they have to, by law, get rid of that dispute if it's accurate, if it's real, and it's wrong. They have to get rid of it in 30 days, and they have to keep it off. If they don't do that, they're in trouble. And then even if there's a problem and then there's a look and they're looking at your background check, that check has to be done correctly. If it isn't, there's big trouble there. They have to tell you specifically, word for word, what the Fair Credit Reporting Act requires them to say. So there's a lot of value to the consumer, but, you know, like you said, at the end of the day, it can be a terrible chore until it actually gets done.
Yeah, and you say the report, when it comes to reporting and trying to get things off your record, your credit report, you said if they don't act in a timely fashion, they can get in trouble. What kind of trouble do they get in? Because people are just, they look at this and they say, well, you know, they had this giant breach and so many Social Security numbers got out there. And now everyone that had this, you know, millions of people are vulnerable to have their identity stolen in the futures. And they basically gave some of these credit reporting agencies a slap on the wrist and practically no repercussion based on this giant, giant threat and this breach. So how much trouble, if you're one individual, if the government doesn't even get them in trouble for big breaches like that, what can one person do to get an agency like that in trouble?
Well, you know, people are intimidated. They don't know what to do. They don't understand the credit stuff. It's not well understood. So if you go ahead and tell them at the end of the day, this is a problem, you need to remedy it, and they don't, well, guess what? They can be, and they are, sued. That, you know, to me, of course, I'm speaking from as a lawyer, and people are scared of lawyers. It's too expensive and this and that. And everyone I know that does this kind of business, the lawyers all work on the IFCOM. They all work on just like these personal injury folks that come out all the time. So they don't pay. They only get it when they're successful. And these guys pay out. The credit bureaus pay out easy 6-7 figures when they're wrong. And there are 3 credit bureaus. People don't realize that these credit bureaus have nothing to do with the government. They're all private organizations. They're really big, but they are supposed to correct it. If they don't correct it, then yes, it's your nightmare, but to them, It's nothing. They don't have any emotion. It's just business for them. And really, to me, that's the remedy I always suggest. It's not the only remedy. You know, you can always call this consumer board. Sometimes they will take action. They are a government. But that's the whole thing about this. Individuals have that right. And that, to me, is the way to go.
So your website, raellawfirm.com, I want to make sure I spell this correctly, R-A-E-L, raellawfirm.com. And I'm wondering, have you actually represented someone in a case for the Fair Credit Reporting Act? Have you actually used that in court before?
Sure, that's what you do. You send them notices. If they don't succeed, then they're in trouble. That's the end of it. But for them, you know, look, it's no great big shake. It's easier for them to pay out than to have to try to correct. It's too much of a burden for them to correct. If everybody started to scream and yell and then they had to correct it, it would cost them a fortune. Just a lot easier for them to get somebody from India or South America or wherever they are to spend and try to go over this with somebody and spend about 10 minutes with them. And meanwhile, you spend all your time giving them page after page of why it's wrong, and they just simply ignore it.
And then what happens? Let's say you were going through your credit report, which I had no idea you can do that on a weekly basis currently. I had no idea that was even an option for you. But let's say you're going through this and you find something, you want to dispute it, and you're having a hard time with that agency when it comes to them clearing the record. Maybe there's something inaccurate on there. What do you do? What do you do at that point? Because, of course, people are going to be hesitant to say, all right, I'm just going to sue them. What's the best course of action?
Well, wait a minute now. That's the best course of action. But yes, you're right. People are going to be very concerned and hoping that eventually they're going to do the right thing. Really and truly, if they don't, what do you do? Write your congressman? Call them? That's why they came out with this law,
Fair Credit Reporting
that
Act,
actually is, yeah, it's actually very, very protective.
Let me rephrase it this way, too, because so let's say you get to that point in your just pulling your hair out, trying to talk to someone on the phone. You're not getting anything done. So let's look at the alternative. So let's say these inaccuracies stay on your credit report, and that does impact you. So anything that you're trying to get credit for, or in some cases, there could be collection agencies that are getting inaccurate information on there too. So let's talk about the headache that a consumer has when these inaccurate things are on their credit report. What are those things that that really could hurt them in the future?
Oh, my God. Look at a problem. How about if you're going to get an apartment, but you can't, and it comes back and they deny it? That's what they're doing nowadays. They run these background checks, but then they find out that you've had three felonies. But guess what? You haven't had any. That happens. And what happens when you're actually going to leave your job right now and you go to a different radio show, and they say, well, we can't have you because we just checked, and you have this problem and that problem. Of course, in your case, that might be accurate. I don't know. but you know, still, this is these ruin people's lives. This is your life, and it's your nightmare, and that's the problem I see. They don't seem to care because they just need to move with great speed, and they get this. They look at your information after you've gone ahead and disputed it in about 2 minutes, and send it to the bill collector or whoever's doing the medical bill, and so forth and so on. You can sue them too, by the way. They're they're all equally liable. When they come back and say, no, this is accurate, but meanwhile it isn't. This is just wrong. It's not right. It's not American to me.
Oh, it's terrible. And, I listen to other radio shows, and I hear some cases, like in California, that drive me crazy, where there might be a dispute with, like, water utility, where there's a charge on there that you had no idea was there, and it might have been a carryover from a previous property, and it was something that wasn't caught when you were purchasing. And then all of a sudden, they try to stick you with, you know, $1,000 and something here, and you're thinking to yourself, well, now, wait a minute, I'm not the one responsible for this sort of thing. But it sticks it on your report, because that's what the creditor did, because that's the only thing they can think to do. And, you know, there's so many unfair things that go on. And I think about, hey, if I were to apply for anything in the future, a loan for a house or a car, and then maybe they do look at it, but I might have a higher interest rate. I'll be paying more money in the future because of something like that. I might not be able to live or drive what I want to in the future. I might be discriminated in the future, too, if they look at those sort of things or denied service. So, yeah, it is a really big deal when you have inaccurate information on there and you can't correct it, and it drives so many people crazy. So the question is, if someone did have a question on this or they wanted to find out more about it, would they go to your website? Is that a good spot, or what would you encourage people to do?
Sure, that'd be fine. That's, as you said, raillawfirm.com. I'd be happy to answer any questions. I don't charge anybody for that. They can do that. And meanwhile, based on everything you said, I'm definitely going to pick you for my jury.
Good. Well, I'm ready to note that I am on the side of the consumers, because they have really gotten the raw end of the deal when it comes to these practices. And I'm glad that there is some sort of protection that was added in. This Fair Credit Reporting Act is something that I think is a good idea. There should be more of these things. Unfortunately, you look at other countries and the way they handle these, and the consumers have so much more protections. And here in the United States, it seems like the consumers really don't. But I'm glad that we're catching up in some of these. So this is good. It's good to talk about these so people know exactly what they have in their corner. So again, the website, if people wanted to look it up, raillawfirm.com, R-A-E-L, raillawfirm.com. C. Samuel Rail, a trial lawyer, consumer advocate, attorney. You probably helped a lot of people listening tonight. Thank you so much for coming on to KMOX.
Well, thank you very much for having me. Appreciate that.
And he joins us on the TDK Technologies guest line on Overnight America, KMOX.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it, with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in baseball isn't boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
News Radio 1120, KMOX, the voice of the Cardinals.
Oh, boy. 30 minutes from now, right after 10 o'clock's news, we're going to air the Jim White radio special. Oh, man. I am so excited to debut that tonight on Overnight America. It's the second of the radio documentaries I've made through Overnight America, the first one being Mr. Robert Hyland. He was the legendary KMOX general manager that came up with the idea of At Your Service, made a format, a radio format out of it. He's the one that said, we're getting rid of all of our music, we're donating it, and we're not turning back. We're burning that, and we're moving forward. We know that we're committed to it, and I'm glad he did that, because he spurred the talk radio revolution, really. Thousands of stations started to pick up his format because of what they were doing here at KMOX. Everyone studied KMOX. It's a legendary radio station because of the genius that was Robert Hyland, who set all of that up for all those years until his death in the early 1990s. That was the first radio special. And tonight will be the second one on Jim White, the big bumper. If you want to talk a little Jim White ahead of this radio special, give me a call because I've blocked off the next two segments here, this segment and next segment, leading up until 10 o'clock. And I thought, you know, I'm going to leave this open because the listener being able to tell their own story in their own way, to talk about the things that they want to bring up, is so Jim White that I wanted to at least pay some respects to him in that way and leave that open leading up to his special. So you may actually be listening to this show for the first time. You may be thinking to yourself, oh, I remember Jim White, but oh, I don't stay up late anymore, or oh, I don't work that late anymore, but I want to hear that special. You may actually be tuning into Overnight America as a brand new listener, and I say welcome to you. We're on Facebook now. That's changed since the 90s. You know, there's a moment in the radio special where they talk about an AOL email address. You don't see too many of those anymore. But yeah, Jim White actually, back in the late 90s, was getting emails from listeners. So it's not like he's in a complete different world. And he worked at KMOX from 69 to 99. When he retired, he was doing the late night show for about 20 years. And what a historic run that was, a very special run that was. And tonight, this radio special will look back at his tenure. It'll look back at how he got started at KMOX. He'll tell some stories, some of the things he was famous for, known for, what it was like behind the scenes, his hobbies, what it was like in retirement. So you're going to get a lot of these great stories, and it'll take you back at 10:06, right after the 10 o'clock news. We're going to start this special. It goes for 2 hours, so 10 p.m. to midnight. I also wanted to start it at 10 p.m. because that was the Jim White hour. That was when he would start, right? Historically speaking, 10 o'clock was basically the start time outside of Cardinals baseball, you know, and some of the other things that were going on. But he was a very special broadcaster. I know there are people listening right now. He's very near and dear into their hearts. Let me give you some of the names of the people that will be included on this special in some way or another. Jack Buck, of course. They were longtime broadcast, you know, it's interesting. I don't want to say broadcast partners, but whenever there was a KMOX anniversary in the 90s, you went to the old timers. You went to the ones that were there the longest, and it was always Jack Buck and also Jim White. Pat White's in this, Jim White's wife, Charlie Brennan, Bob Costas, Bob Hamilton, Elaine Stern, his producer, Bob Heil, who did the High Tech Heil, Jack Carney, Tom Langmire, the general manager in the 90s, Frank Absher, a radio historian here in St. Louis, Clint Hosse, who also may consider himself a radio historian, but he's got a great love for KMOX, Bob Hardy, and of course, you, the listener. I included you as a listener into this too. Yeah, I used a couple of those moments when we talked about Jim White, and I included them in the radio documentary in order to help paint this idea that, yes, even 20 years after he's been off the air, these are still the memories people have of him. Like Kim, who's calling in. Welcome to Overnight America, Kim.
Hi, Ryan. You know, I wish I would have had a chance to meet Jim White, but two things that I think are synonymous with Jim White is if he would get frustrated with somebody and hang up on him, his favorite phrase was, "You can't fix stupid."
Well, he had bumper stickers, too, made of those. I wish I could get one of those.
Oh, I wish I knew where I could get one. I'm visually impaired, but I'd give it to my daughter and have her put it on her car. But anyway, if I need a laugh, I'll think about the Thanksgiving that he told the woman to put stuff for turkey with popcorn, and when the popcorn was done, that's when the turkey was done.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to guess that is one of the biggest and most common things that are brought up on anytime we talk about Jim White. That story always comes forward, always.
Yeah.
So that's definitely going to be a part of it tonight. And Kim, I think you're going to enjoy it. I hope you get to listen to the whole thing.
Oh, hey, I'm going to keep my radio on and definitely listen.
Yeah, I think so too. Well, thank you so much. And Kim, thanks for calling in. Have a good night. 314-436-7900. Text message that came in. You're almost there. I know. Listen, I know I'm almost there. You're almost there. You're almost there. I can't wait. So I hope that we can sit back, relax. I'm actually going to be sitting and listening to this entire special, just like you're going to be sitting and listening to the special. So we're going to air the special from 10 p.m. until midnight. And then from midnight to 2 a.m. is a replay of the special. I'm not going to come back on after, so that'll be the end of Overnight America for the night. But I want to at least get your reactions to it tomorrow. So if you get a chance to listen to it, you better call back in tomorrow night. We're going to have some fun with it, I'm sure. I want to hear from you, though. 314-436-7900. You were such a big part of Jim White's show. Let's talk a little bit about him leading into the radio documentary that's going to air tonight at 10 o'clock. This is Overnight America, KMOX.
This is Overnight America, sponsored by Michaels Flooring, the flooring experts. MichaelsFlooringOutlet.com on KMOX.
So thanks to everyone that has been messaging on Facebook. I posted yesterday about the big announcement that the big bumper will once again be on KMOX Wednesday night from 10 until midnight. Though we truly miss Jim White. He passed away in 2009. It's been many years since he's been on the radio. He retired in 1999, but still did some things here and there. And I got to say, what a great legendary broadcaster, not just for the St. Louis region, but for the radio industry. And I think you'll find out why during this radio documentary, which is going to start in about 20 minutes. So get the bathroom breaks in during the news if you need to. Make sure to get your popcorn ready, get your water, whatever it may be, as I want you to stay up and just listen to 2 hours of this special, and I think it will just suck you right in, and I think you'll really, really like it. 314-436-7900, and Mary is calling in. Welcome to Overnight America.
Well, thank you. This is Mary. And one of my great stories is it was Thanksgiving, the night before Thanksgiving. We were all busy cooking. I think this woman lived in Florissant, but she had called to ask about the turkey, and he said, you need to dress it. Well, she didn't take the feathers off. She left the feathers and everything on. I wonder if anybody else remembers that, or I'm just an old lady. It had to be around 79, 80, something like that, I believe. And certainly I remember him and Bob Hardy. And, oh, thank you so much for doing this. I'm really looking forward to it.
Are you going to be able to stay up for the next 2 hours and listen to the whole thing?
Yeah, I might doze off, but I'll catch it between midnight and 2 or something.
Yes,
but I'm
okay.
All set. Well, thanks again, Ryan, and welcome to St. Louis.
Thank you, Mary. Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
I like that I'm still getting welcome to St. Louis comments. I've been here for a little over 3 years now. 3.5 coming up on. But it feels like I just got here, doesn't it? And yes, as Mary mentioned there, we do mention the two turkey stories. There's two turkey stories, which makes me wonder. He must have had a lot of listeners on Thanksgiving. That had to have been a hot time for him to everyone remember these type of stories. Let's go to Jim, who's calling in. Welcome to Overnight America.
Ryan, hey, thanks for taking my call.
Good.
Thank you for that interview with the Mr. Rail. Those kind of representatives are hard to find. I've looked quite a few times, but this is the first. The second time I've ever heard one speak on that subject. I called in one time to Jim White's show when I was living down in Fayetteville, Arkansas. Mm-hmm. In fact, I got on twice. One time Maria was filling in for him, but it was when. I think it was right before Bill Clinton or somehow or another they got that assault weapons ban enacted, and everybody was calling in and talking about the assault weapon that they had gone out and bought.
Mm-hmm. That's what you remember. Isn't that something? You know, that late at night, there was a lot of different news that broke around St. Louis that Jim White was able to bring first, and Elaine Stern, who was the producer, mentioned one in particular that stood out was the time Guns N' Roses came here in the 90s, and there was that big brawl that broke out during the concert, and she was saying how all the listeners were calling in and talking about it, and, you know, of course, that became a national story, but it was because of Jim White and the people here in St. Louis that would call in and tell that as it happened, that we got to break so many different news stories. And, oh, and, you know, the Oklahoma City bombing, they talked about all these other big stories and the way that people would react to it. It didn't matter. It wasn't just a St. Louis thing. Everyone across the country.
I don't remember that one.
Oklahoma, you remember
City?
That one?
No, I don't remember that one. What happened?
Oh, okay. Well, we're talking about the Timothy McVeigh and the federal building that was bombed.
I'll have to look that up on Wikipedia or something.
Oh, boy. Thanks, Jim. Good to hear from you tonight. Have a great one. Forget that. Let's go to Phyllis. Welcome to Overnight America.
Hi, Brian. The thing that I didn't care for about Jim White, otherwise he was really a good announcer. The only thing I didn't care for was when somebody told him, have a good day, he'd say, I'll have the kind of day I want. And then the other thing was, after so many people said, how are you doing, or how are you, he would say, now look, we already established that in the beginning.
Yes.
I don't know. I thought maybe that was a little smart alecky.
So you thought that was a little bit too much? You should have been more polite?
I think so. I think, you know, whenever somebody tells you have a good day, you know, you really, he didn't think it was so sincere.
I can't believe he would ever do that to you, Phyllis. You sound so sweet that if you ever were to call into his program, there would be no way he would have it in him to be snippy with you.
Well, no, he didn't do it with me, you know, but I would hear him say it on the radio, you know, to someone else.
Right. That was his thing. In fact, we talk about that in the special, and I think you'll really enjoy hearing some of the perspectives of why he did that. And if you get a chance to listen starting next hour, I think you'll really enjoy it, because I think right at the start of the program, I address that. So it won't be too long. You won't have to wait too long. Thank you for calling in, Phyllis.
Oh, you're welcome, Ryan. I got your name wrong at first. I apologize.
That's all right. Thanks. Bye. I should have done the Jim White. We've already established that. Click. You're on KMOX. You know, go to the next person. Is it Rogerine calling in?
Baseball woman.
Oh, yes.
I'm calling in. I used to listen to Jim White every night. I worked to 6 to 2:30 when I worked on my job. I've been retired 22 years. But I used to listen to him every night on my way home, and it was amusing. And I live in the West End off of Skinker. And I was driving and listened to him, and I ended up in Clayton. And I had to turn around and come back home. But I'd like to hear him go bump in the night. He was very funny.
Tell me what you liked about him. Was it his sense of humor, or did you just like in general hearing the different topics he would bring up?
Well, I'd like to listen to the different topics he talked about. But he was very humorous, and I liked it. And I did like him saying, I'll have any kind of day I want. And I started that at work. So some people, and they got mad, you know, they got upset about it. But
wait, you would say that at work?
You can have any kind of day you want. You don't always have to have a nice day. You can have a lousy
kind of
day.
Yeah. So I'm wondering how many people use this phrases and just naturally would bring it up in their own conversations.
Yeah, so I'm going to listen to the bio tonight. And in my little area, we have Wednesday wind down. But I came home so I can listen, so I can stay up and listen to this tonight.
Oh, yes, for 2 hours. Sit back, relax, and just enjoy it. I'm sure you will. So thank you so much for calling in. Good to hear your voice again. Have a good night.
I love your program.
Oh, thank you. It means a lot. Thank you very much. A couple of text messages that came in at 314-436-7900. One said, Ryan, this is Doug in Chesterfield. Really look forward to the special of Jim White. Many great memories of listening to him late at night. Can't wait. And I know that Doug called in and he said some great compliments about the Robert Hyland special we did last month. And I got to say, if you enjoyed that one, you're also going to enjoy this one. It has the same feel to it. It has the same type of flow to it. It's not necessarily like a biography per se. I'm not trying to put this down in a way that it's going to be like, this is a biography. I'll use that term again. This is more or less not chronological, but it's just the story of Jim White. Here's the things that I know about him. Here's the things that people will bring up about him. Here's some of the important things you need to know about it, but really it's for your own entertainment. And it's also knowing that you've had so many great memories of him over the years. I'm sure some of these will not only jog that, but bring back some of those great memories. One text message. I bet people are listening in Northwest Arkansas right now. Okay. Yeah. Oh, interesting. So I guess that we got some listeners in Arkansas. some radio stations that they can't get in, and maybe there's some power outages or something out there. I'm not too sure, but if you're listening to us in another state, that's great. Thank you. Arkansas included. But KMOX reaches some 35 states still at night. I know it's not exactly the same as when Jim White was on the radio taking over the airwaves. It's a little bit different then. There's a lot more interference. Yeah, the AM radio dial band, without getting too technical with it, it travels in a certain way that's different than FM, which makes it easier to travel further. But the problem is, once more technology was introduced, and now that we have everything that creates some sort of interference, there's all kinds of other radio waves that that do it a disservice. So we used to be able to open up your oven stove and listen to KMOX if you're close enough. Not so much the case right now, but you can still get a pretty strong signal. And the nice thing is, we have all these other digital options for you to choose from. If KMOX.com, theradio.com, Rewind app, all of these things. So I'm sorry, Roy, we got to take a break here. I wish I would have saw. I missed your call, but listen, this is what I want anyone to do. For the next couple of hours, sit back, relax, find yourself a comfortable position. If it's a nice little recliner, if it's just in general, you like to lay in bed and listen to the radio, whatever it is, I just want you to fully focus on the radio and just let your mind paint that picture, because that's the way it used to be. And I want you to be able to enjoy it again. I don't want you to be distracted. I don't want something else to take you away from this. Just, you owe it to yourself to just sit back and relax. Enjoy the Jim White radio documentary coming up next on KMOX.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.